Magnus Carlsen and Fabiano Caruana sat across from each other in London, 2018, locked in the World Chess Championship. After 12 grueling classical games, each lasting hours, the score remained tied at 6-6, not a single decisive game. Then came the rapid tiebreaks, and suddenly everything changed. Carlsen won all three games in devastating fashion. What separated the world's top two players in those critical moments? It wasn't some secret opening or supernatural calculation ability. It was systematic thinking, pattern recognition, and the ability to convert small advantages into victory. This is precisely what separates chess players who plateau from those who continuously improve, and it's entirely learnable. Every chess game concludes in one of four ways, and understanding each shapes how you approach every position. Checkmate remains the ultimate goal, trapping the enemy king with no escape. Here's something counterintuitive. Learning checkmate is actually easier with fewer pieces on the board. Start with just three pieces, and you'll grasp the fundamental concept faster than trying to navigate the chaos of all 32 pieces at once. But most games don't end in checkmate. Resignation is far more common, especially as you improve and face stronger opponents. During that 2014 World Championship, Viswanathan Anand resigned against Carlsen when defeat became inevitable, a sign of respect at the highest levels. Yet for everyone below master level, resignation is often premature. Your opponent might blunder. They usually do. Then there's the clock. Run out of time and you lose, even if you're completely winning on the board. Unless, and this is crucial, your opponent lacks enough material to ever deliver checkmate. The fourth way is abandonment, more common online, but occasionally happening even in serious tournaments. The most famous example dates to 1895, when Kurt von Bardeleven became so disgusted with his position against world champion Wilhelm Steinitz that he simply left the tournament hall. White's first move advantage demands wise use. Three principles guide sound openings: control the center, develop pieces, castle your king. Center squares, e4, e5, d4, d5, are battlefield hilltops. A knight there commands eight moves, in a corner, just two. The king's pawn opening, 1.e4, has been played nearly 100 million times. When black mirrors with 1.e5, you enter territory explored by beginners and world champions alike. The Italian game has remained popular for over 400 years, while the Ruy Lopez creates immediate tension by threatening black's defender. Opening choice reveals personality. The queen's pawn opening, 1.d4, accounts for roughly 40% of games, nearly matching e4's popularity. Pick one and go deep. The London system creates a difficult-to-crack pyramid structure with minimal memorization. Scholar's Mate has trapped over 600,000 players online, but contradict sound principles by exposing your queen early. Playing black means responding strategically. After 1.e4, e5, 2, nf3, black typically plays 2, nc6, developing and defending simultaneously. The king's Indian defense works against almost anything. The Scandinavian defense, 1.d5, immediately challenges white's center, while the queen's gambit declined, 1.d5, 2c4, e6, provides rock-solid defense. Winning material means nothing without checkmate. Three fundamental patterns form the foundation. Ladder mate uses two pieces attacking horizontally and vertically to push the enemy king toward the board's edge through alternating checks. With rooks, maintain distance since they don't defend each other diagonally. King and queen mate employs knight opposition, placing your queen where a knight would check the enemy king, restricting movement and forcing it toward the edge. Chase the king to the corner, ensure it has two squares to shuffle between, preventing stalemate, march your king up, then deliver checkmate in 7 to 10 moves. King and rook mate requires your king's active participation, using knight opposition while the rook cuts off escape routes. Most checkmates occur during the middle game. Back rank mate traps a castled king behind its own pawns, allowing an enemy rook or queen to mate along the back rank. Creating Luft and escape square prevents this. Smothered mate uses a knight when the king is boxed in by its own pieces. two-piece checkmates employ batteries, aligned pieces on the same diagonal, rank, or file. Advanced checkmates often require removing defenders. Trading a rook for a knight might seem poor, but becomes brilliant if it enables queen checkmate. Chess isn't always about winning. Sometimes a draw saves you. Understanding draws is crucial for salvaging half points from bad positions and avoiding tricks when ahead. The simplest draw is mutual agreement in equal positions. Threefold repetition occurs when the exact same position appears three times, preventing endless loops. Even when down massive material, you can force perpetual checks, where the opponent's king must continually move between the same squares to escape. Stalemate occurs when you have no legal moves but aren't in check, typically when an inexperienced player with material advantage fails to properly execute checkmate. The 50-move rule draws the game after 50 moves without captures or pawn advances. When neither player has enough pieces to deliver checkmate, the game immediately ends as a draw. Understanding these mechanisms helps you recognize when to fight for half a point and when your advantage is truly winning. Tactics are forcing sequences that win material, the bridge between openings and winning endgames. Understanding piece vision is fundamental. A centrally placed queen sees 27 squares, demonstrating its power. When attacked, you have four options: move the piece, capture the attacker, protect it, or block. Forks attack multiple targets simultaneously. Knights excel at forking because their unique movement prevents counterattacks. The family fork attacks king, queen, and rook at once. Pins immobilize pieces by threatening something more valuable behind them. Absolute pins involve the king, making movement illegal. Relative pins expose higher value pieces. Skewers reverse this, attack a valuable piece that, when moved, exposes another for capture. Discovered attacks occur when moving one piece unveils an attack from another behind it. Discovered checks are particularly powerful, since opponents must address the check immediately, letting your moved piece attack freely. These patterns become instinctive through practice, not dozens, but thousands of puzzles. Chess improvement isn't about memorizing openings or endless study. It's about systematic thinking, pattern recognition, and converting advantages into victories. The CCA method, checks, captures, attacks, provides a framework for evaluating any position. Start with forcing moves that limit your opponent's responses, making calculation manageable. While memorizing pattern names isn't necessary, recognizing the underlying structures is vital. Choose openings based on personality, memory capacity, time commitment, and playing style. Then stick with them to build experience. The London system remains effective for White with minimal study. Playing 1e4 offers more variety and opportunities for early wins. For Black, the Scandinavian defense immediately challenges White's center, while the Caro Kann provides solid structure. You now have the tools to not just play, but to win. The board is set, the pieces are ready, and every game is an opportunity to apply these principles. Your opponent is waiting. Make your move count.